Welcome to The Point for January 13th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Today, I'm coming to you from Des Moines, Iowa, ahead of Tuesday's final debate before the caucuses. We are a mere 3 weeks away from those Iowa caucuses. They're the first votes of the 2020 cycle and, obviously, hugely important. Right now, a new Iowa poll from the Des Moines Register shows that there is a close four-way race for the lead. That's a cluster of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Joe Biden. That poll shows Sanders is on the rise, while Warren, Buttigieg, and Biden all hold steady or lose ground. Below that top tier comes Amy Klobuchar and Andrew Yang. No other candidate reaches 3%. The pool of potential voters is shrinking. Around 7 in 10 say that they have locked in who they will caucus for. And let's talk about those Iowa voters themselves. That same Iowa poll also found that majorities of Iowa Democrats are extremely enthusiastic about the upcoming voting. 3 in 5 likely Iowa Democratic caucus goers say they are fired up, especially those who are very liberal, extremely enthusiastic about their first choice candidate, and have locked in who they will caucus for. That poll also finds that over half of Iowa voters say that they are exhausted by politics, which is pretty relatable. That also brings us to the point. Right now, Iowa voters are telling us that there is no clear leader in the state, but that they are fired up about the caucuses. And that is the point for January 13th, 2020. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it on Google Home or Amazon Echo every single weekday, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.